The finest distillation of sports talk in all of Ohio. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Beam in for the linebacker today. Heading out of the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline, our good buddy Bill Bender in Sporting News, joining us here on the hotline. I'm absolutely stealing from Dan Wetzel on this, but I think he's got a great idea in terms of getting rid of these conference championship games, Bill, and playing an 18 playoff on home sites. That's my part of it. In the first round starting this week, split the money evenly among the conferences, split the gate evenly among the Power 5 conferences. Who says no, sir?
Well, the biggest problem with these conference championship games is very few of them have a situation where both teams can get in, right? Like, it's winner and you're in. And, I mean, I went to one in Indy when it was Iowa and Michigan State. That was fun. But we haven't had enough moments like this. I mean, look at the spreads with Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Clemson, Virginia. It's just not doing it for me.
Bill, I got to
ask. No, it's not. Sure as heck isn't.
I got to ask you, too. I mean, you know, around Columbus, we're, you know, we'll watch this team for 12 weeks. They have just eviscerated Penn State and Michigan over the last 2 weeks. You beat Michigan by more than you did last year, which I think is, like, almost uncomprehendable to even believe. And so you look at this team and what they've done over the course of 12 games this year. You're playing in a rematch against a Wisconsin team who's top 15 in the country. Do you think, even if the unimaginable happens and Ohio State loses this game, do you think they're still in the college football playoff?
Yeah, I mean, I ran down like six scenarios at Sporting News. They would probably fall to three, but I just think with their strength of schedule being where it is, that they would still get in. They may not get the preferred destination or get the worst playoff matchup, whatever, but I'm pretty sure they're in no matter what. Unless Wisconsin were to beat them by 30 or something and then port it on. But there's zero chance that happens.
No, there isn't. Bill, I think they're in automatically. Clemson, I think, is in automatically. I know people would squawk about their schedule, but I still think that they would get in based on what they are and who they are as a program. And LSU as well. I think LSU's in no matter what. I think those three teams are in, and it's a battle for four. And by the way, I don't think there's any chance Clemson loses to Virginia, and I don't think there's any chance that Ohio State loses to Wisconsin. Am I overly skeptical? I've been saying this for a couple of weeks because, to me, I think the thing we have to remember about this committee, and we learned it year one, it's a lesson we learned year one, is that brands matter because they're making a television show. and that's the reality of this thing. And so if you can talk to me about Utah, and Utah has been impressive, but I'm telling you, buddy, I believe this with everything that I have. If Oklahoma beats Baylor and you have the opportunity to put the Oklahoma Sooners brand and that Jalen Hurts story into the college football playoff, they're going in, man. Am I too skeptical on that?
Not at all. I think, number one, I mean, Jerry Palm has them projected Oklahoma in. We have Utah projected in. I'm playing it safe, thinking if they win, then they're in. But if Oklahoma wins and wins by 14-17 and the committee can talk themselves into Ohio State, Oklahoma, yeah, that'd be pretty fun. And then Clemson, LSU, any one of – any combination with those four teams is pretty fun with the quarterbacks' offenses involved, and this is an offensive game now. So then on the other hand, if Georgia beats LSU and you get Georgia, Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, I think that's the best possible ratings draw, if that makes sense.
It does, and I agree.
Bill Bender joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Bill, as we watch this Ohio State team, you know, you can look at J.K. Dobbins, you can look at Justin Fields, Chase Young and everything, but I don't see it, and I don't know if you guys see it either. Bill, I don't know if are you a part of the Heisman vote, I would imagine?
Yeah, I just tweeted out a poll and said, which one do I vote for? And right now, Chase Young leads, followed by Dobbins, then Fields, which surprises me because – when you look at Fields, I mean, 37 touchdown passes, one interception, pretty flawless performance in the game last week. I don't know what to do. I think if I had to handicap it, I still think Fields has got a really good chance to be the finalist going in second over Young. And I don't know that that's right, but I'm still trying to figure it out.
do you think if Chase, let's say he does the same exact thing and he goes for four sacks again against Wisconsin, like your three finalists or four finalists, I would imagine it would be, you know, Joe Burrow, and then it would be any combination of Chase Young, Justin Fields, and J.K. Dobbins. I think those would be your three guys, right?
I think there's a very good chance that two of them go. I mean, unless Jalen Hurts can become that third finalist at Oklahoma. And remember, this is one part of the country, and in that part of the country, Jalen may get a ton of votes. So I think it'll be Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, and whoever has the big game Saturday night out of the pick three, because it'll be the most recent thing people remember. If I was voting today, I'm going to wait till Sunday because you're supposed to. I'd probably put Chase Young in there, but it's close.
Yeah, Bill, I'm with you. I mean, I'll vote Sunday as well. I think you should watch all the games. I mean, it's not like we have to send it by Pony Express. You know, you literally just click on it and you type in a code and away you go. And we have to vote for three. And I think I'm with your previous point. I think you could have two Buckeyes in this thing. And I would think it would be Justin and Chase would be the two that end up going. And I think Jalen Hurts is going to go. I absolutely think he's going to go. I think it's a tremendous story to tell. He's had a year that is really good. What, 3,200 yards passing, 1,200 yards rushing. He hasn't played great in the big games, but here's the thing: Heisman voters can't watch every game that's played. So what you got to do to be a Heisman candidate and a finalist is you got to accumulate stats, and then at the end of the year you got to have some moments. And he's going to have an opportunity to have a moment. I mean, it'll probably be 6-7 in that Oklahoma Baylor game. So if he can win, and he already had a moment in it the last time when he beat him in Waco, so I think you're going to have four finalists for this thing. Wouldn't surprise me in any way, and I would not be surprised if Joe Burrow wins by one of the widest margins we've ever seen.
Yeah, he can put the last kind of notch on it Saturday, as long as – I mean, just how efficient he is. And I know there is a case to be made that Chase Young is the best player in the country. He is. There is a case to be made that – Justin Fields is every bit as efficient, and he has been in a lot of ways. But I think Joe Burrow had his Heisman moment against Alabama when he took them down the field twice. His numbers are off the charts, and I think it's a – you know, this would be an unpopular opinion to say on a Columbus radio show, but – and I had this argument last night at my kids' basketball practice. I think the Bengals should pick Joe Burrow over Chase Young. And I can – and then my reasoning for it is this. You incentivize a rebuild around a quarterback, not a defensive end. And I know how good Chase is, believe me.
Well, I think you're right. And I think you look, that's such a tough one, right? Because I don't want either one of them to have to go play in Cincinnati.
I don't think anybody wants that.
I like them both as humans. I'd like to see them avoid it at this point. Bill, let me ask you this. We'll get you out of here on this one. It is critical, I do believe, that you are, if you're Ohio State, that you're the one seed. And as much as Dabo wants to talk about how nobody respects Clemson or nobody wants him in, I've seen the betting. I've seen the futures. Clemson's favored to beat both LSU and Ohio State if they play them in the – whoever they play in the semifinal, they're favored to beat them. And that's that way for a reason, because Clemson's pretty good. And I think everybody overreacted to the close game against North Carolina. They've covered every week since. They win by 38 every week. Whatever the line is, they cover it. They dominate. So Clemson's going to be in that 2-3 game. It's critical to remain the one. Do you think Ryan Day, much like Urban did in 2014, except Urban was doing it to get in, do you think Ryan Day has to pour it on Wisconsin, give the committee the last impression that they are without question the number one seed, especially if LSU handles Georgia?
Well, they'll know where they stand. I think that's the biggest advantage, that if they go in and they put it on Wisconsin again, similar scores last time, then they will be the number one seed. And I think you're on to something. If I had to guess, and I don't think they'll seed them out this way, I think right now Ohio State and Clemson are the two best teams in the country. I do. I think their defense is a lot better than people think, which is remarkable considering what they lost. I think I want to see Ohio State and Clemson play, because I couldn't have been more wrong last time they played. I think I picked Ohio State big last time they played. And I want to see what's changed. Has it changed? Is Ohio State's talent going to transcend I think it will. So that's probably going to be my pick to play in the national championship if Ohio State does get the number one.
Yeah, I think it's important that they do. I love talking to you, buddy. I love your work. Bill Bender, The Sporting News. Appreciate your time, bud.
Hey, you guys are the best. Thanks so much.